Lesson 2, Activity 3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm going to talk to you today about something very important. This will really help you to improve your English, so listen carefully. I'm going to talk about two important things which you need to think about carefully. We call them long-term aims and short-term objectives. Let me start with long-term aims. Before you start an English course, it is a good idea to ask yourself a very important question, which is, why are you studying English? I mean, what is the main reason for studying English? Are you learning English because you're looking for a particular job? Or do you wish to go to college or university? Some of you might say, well, I'm learning English because I want to work as a receptionist. Or, I'm studying English because I want to go to university to study chemistry. I hope you all know your long-term aims. Now I'm going to tell a short story to help you understand the meaning of short-term objectives. One of my favourite students told me the other day that every time I correct his work, he goes home and checks his mistakes. Last week he came back to me and said, "You know what? I checked the exercise you marked the other day. I counted my mistakes and I found that I had made 7 mistakes. 4 mistakes on capital letters, 1 spelling mistake, and 2 mistakes on prepositions." Then he said to me, "Please, I want my homework today to be on capital letters. I want to learn when I can use capital letters." I was so happy, because he knows what his problem is. I said to him, "Now you know your short-term objective. You must work hard to achieve it before you choose another one." Then I asked him, "By the way, why are you learning English?" He answered straight away, "I want to improve my English because I want to work as a librarian." I was so happy because now I'll be able to plan the topics and the situations and skills he needs to improve his English.